fertile. Looks like she's grown about 3-4 inches from last year when I saw her. And she's getting varsity experience here. And now she's serving. Eagles down 4-1. We're in set two. And an ace serve for Lily Fertile. That's her second ace serve of the match. And it's 4-2 Buccaneers in this brand new gym. It smells brand new. A lot of gray and black in the gym here. Fernald serves. Porter West can't play it over again. A point for Lacapau Valley. And it's 4-3. Fernald's Lily gets the whistle from the referee. And they haven't put a 3 on the scoreboard. I think it's 4-3. It should be 4-3. The scoreboard says 4-2. Lily up to Coyer, passes it back to Fernals in the middle of the floor. Lily gets it over to net. Porter West at the net, and a big kill by number 2, Gallen again. That's her third kill of the match, and it's 5-2. Scoreboard says 5-2. I'm almost certain that was the third point for the Eagles. Nobody seems to be complaining about that, so I must be wrong. We'll say it's 5-2 then. Here's an ace serve for number 7, Natalie Rodovich. For Border West, 6-2. Eagles lost the first set, 25-16. And another ace serve for Natalie, a defensive specialist, Rodovich. Back-to-back ace serves for Rodovich, 7-3. Appreciate you tuning in to Q92 today. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com around the world. A serve goes into Mortensen. Coyer sets up Eva Traeger over to net on the 30th. Here's a partially block and a point again for number 2, Faith Gallen, her fourth kill of the match. 8-3. Eagles started out this set. Porter West serving in the Peyton Sachs, bumps it up, passes the ball up to the center, Coyer, and Faith Meyer, number 11, gets it over to net. Now Porter West returns it, blocked by Eva Traeger. Eva Traeger with a beautiful block. And Eva's pumped, 8-4. Eva's a junior, 8-4. That was a nice block. Alongside her was Faith Meyer, but I think Eva got most of the block there. And the Eagles are serving. Here's Macy Coyer, gets the ball over to net. The Buccaneers can't play it. Point Eagles. First ace serve for Lottie. Serves so far here in set two for Lacapau Valley. Now down 8-5. They're down 3. Number 16, Macy Coyer, sophomore, serves. Hits the net. And does not go over. A service there, by Macy, and that gives the ninth point to Border West. Folks, we got football coming up this week. I am so pumped. I am so excited to do football Thursday and Friday this week. We'll talk about that in a little bit. As Faith gets the ball over on the third hit, Border West returns it, and the back row can't dig it up for the Eagles, and it's a five-point lead for Border West, 10-5. Here in set two. C-Squad, Border West swept the Eagles 2-0. JV, same thing, 2-0. Close matches, though, that first match, 25-23 for the JV, Border West winning by 2. Eagles had a really big lead in that first set in JV and just could not hold on. And I mentioned this since I've been doing volleyball. Volleyball is such a momentum sport. Can't explain it. Once you get momentum, it's so hard to turn it around. 11-5. Border West leading Lacapau Valley here in set two. And there's a big drive from the outside, and it's out. Good decision by Ashton Shelstead in the back row for the Eagles to let that one go. Quick decisions. That one paid off because that's a point for Lacapau Valley. Making it 11-6. Faith Meyer comes out, and who do we got in here? I think Maya Mortensen come off the bench to serve, and she does. Oh, the Border West can't get it over on the third end. Good effort, though, by the Buccaneers in the back row. Maya Mortensen. I know Maya played summer club ball and was down in Florida for the Nationals. And so she played a lot of volleyball this summer. And it's paying off. She's starting on varsity here. And Mortensen gets the ball over on her serve. Border West returns it back to Mortensen. And now the set at the front of the net. Meyer gets it over. Shayla Meyer with the point. 11-8. We're in set two. Had a nice visit with the Border West Buccaneers coach Ann Driecke before the match. Very nice lady, and excited that we're broadcasting on the radio, she said. There are a lot of people here for this first match, first event ever in this high school, this new high school gym. And there's a big kill by number 12, Kaylin Schmidt. She's a senior middle. And it's 12-8, Border West, and Schmidt will serve. And here's a serve, over tight, over the net. Mortensen passes up to Meyer. Shelstead will hit it over on the middle of the floor. Nice dig in the back row by number 11, Stotesbury. Eagles return it. Here's a big kill by number 6, Bagnus. And it's 13-8. Last year, I believe the Eagles, they won just a few game matches. I have that someplace on my notes here. First year head coach Morgan Jaeger. She was excited in the coaches show on Saturday. There's a nice outside hit there by Meyer. Shayla, here's Coyer setting up. Oh, somebody ran into the net. Point for Border West. That was Sophie Lee, a middle hit. Border West will serve. We had Morgan making her coach's show debut on Saturday. Now the serve goes out of bounds, Point Eagles. And she made her coach's show debut. She just lives a few blocks from the radio station. So she'll be in the studio every Saturday to talk volleyball, Eagle volleyball. Here's Eva Traeger in the rotation. She's going to serve. Eva loves volleyball. Here's the run jump serve by Traeger. High serve, goes over to net. Border West passes up front and they can't hit it over. They hit it into the net. Point for the Eagles. 14-10. And Eva will serve again for Lacapau Valley. Down by 4. Coach Yeager encouraging Eva Traeger out there. And here's the serve. Another high serve. Border West up to the net, and the center will just throw it over instead of setting. Smart play by Claire Rinke, who is the center. It looked like she was going to set it, and then she smoked it over the net and fooled everyone. Eagles were not ready for that. 15-10, Border West leading here in set two. Border West took the first set, 25-16. Was tied 8-8, and the Border West went on a 9-1 run to separate themselves, and Lacapau Valley just could not recover on that set one. Now it's a 6-point lead. Claire Rinke serving for Border West. In the Eagle side, Coyer, Fernald's back on the floor. She hits it on the third hit. Back to the Border West side, big block! Sophie Lee with the block! Oh, what a play by Sophie Lee! The junior. She got up on that one. Love to see a good block at the net in volleyball. Got to time it right. Got to keep your hands straight. 16-11, Border West leading. The Eagles trying to fight their way back into this one. Nice attempt there by Shayla Meyer, and they couldn't get it over the net. 17-11, Border West. Rotation in, now coming in is Faith Gallen. She has four kills in the match here for Border West. She's one of the taller girls on the floor. And Border West serves in that shell set. Passes up to Coyer. A little too far, but Sophie gets it over to that. Nice play by the Eagles. Shellstead, Coyer throws it over instead of setting. That didn't work. Border West keeps it going. Blocked at the net by Sophie Lee again. Oh, back-to-back blocks by the junior, Sophie Lee. And she's pumped. Big smile on Sophie's face there. 17-12. Mortensen comes out. Sophie Lee comes out. Got the Meyer sisters out there, and Peyton Sachs in the serve for Lacapal Valley. Here's a serve by Peyton. Border West passes up the front net. Here's a shot from the outside, blocked by Fernald. Border West returns it. Meyer throws it right back on one hit. Here's a drive and a kill there by number six, Vagnus Bren, her third kill of the match. Now it's 18-12. Set two, Paul Ramo here at Clinton Graceville Beardsley High School. Here in Graceville, right off Highway 75. About an hour drive from Madison. 18-12. Serve, Shellstead, Coyer, back to Shellstead. Ashton hits it out of bounds. Ashton and Coyer playing catch there. And Ashton just hit it sideways. 19-12 the score. Excuse me. Border West serves in to Ashton. Passes it up to Coyer. Here's a back set to Fernald. And what are they going to call? They're going to give it to Border West. Well, that was a delay call by the referee. Now the floor referee is going to walk across and talk. They're going to do a do-over. That's what they're going to do. They couldn't decide who gets the point there. So they're going to leave it at 19-12. And Macy Ebnett serving for Border West. Gets it in the back row to Coyer. Coyer setting, that was Meyer, and a block at the net by number 23, Wall again, for second block of the match. And that was the 20th point for Border West, the Buccaneers here in set two. Timeout on the floor by Morgan Jager of the Eagles. So we'll take a break with that timeout on the floor. Border West leading one set to none, and they lead in set two, 20-12.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, we're back here at Clinton Graceville Beardsley High School. Timeout's over by Coach Morgan Jager of the Eagles. The Eagles down 21-12. Border West serving the libero. Macy Ebnett serves in the Shellstead. Up to Coyer, the setter. Here's Lily Fernals with a drive across the net. It goes. Border West returns it with a point. Point Buccaneers. Buccaneers took the first set, 25-16, and now they lead here, 22-12 on Lacapal Valley in set two. Ebnett serves again. This time Meyer passes up to Macy Coyer. Over to Faith Meyer. She throws it over to net, into the net, I should say. And that's a point for Border West. And they're looking to close set two out here, leading 23-12. Ebnett serving again, continuing to serve the libero player for Border West. Ball goes into Shayla. Passes up to Faith, and Faith can't. It hit the antenna, and that'll be a point for Border West. And we're at set point. 24-12. 24-12. Set point for Border West. And the next point they get, they win the set. Serve goes into Payton. Up to Coyer. Coyer backs it to Lily Fernals. Over to net it goes. Border West returns it. And it's in, the blind judge says. It's in, and Border West wins it 25-12. And they go up 2-0 on Lacapaul Valley. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be back with set 3 right after these words for our fine sponsors.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year.
Sports brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports brought to you by the Madison Dairy Queen, North Highway 75 in Madison. Stop in for a full meal, or if you just want one of those delicious, cool Dairy Queen treats, maybe a sundae, a banana split, a blizzard, you name it, they have it. The Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Stop in soon.
All right, we're in set 3 here at Clinton Graystone Beardsley High School. Border West leading Lacapaul Valley 2-0. They took the first set 25-16. They took the second set 25-12. And now the third set just underway here. And Lily Fernalls picks up their second point here in set three. Lilly is playing very well here for the Eagles here in the first match of the season. Occoquan Valley leading 2-1 here in set three. Porter West serving. Serving again is their defensive specialist, their libero player, Macy Ebnett. She's done a fantastic job serving. That time, Coyer couldn't pass the ball to Lilly. And we're tied 2-2. Porter West wins this set. They'll win the match. That's 3 out of 5. The Eagles have their backs to the wall now, down 2-0. They'll have to win the next 3 sets to win the match. First match of the season for the Eagles. Porter West takes the lead 3-2. Out of Occoquan Valley, fans making the trip up here. An hour drive from Madison along Highway 75. When I drove up, approached the first time here at this new gym, it looks pretty impressive from the outside. It's really impressive on the inside, this new gymnasium here at Clinton Gracial Beardsley. 4-2, Border West leading. Ebnett is serving again. She tosses the ball in the air, and the serve goes into Shellstead. Coyer sets up Faith Meyer, and that's a point for the Eagles. Faith kind of changed her speed as she's in midair. Instead of hammering it, she just softly touched it over the net. And the front line there for Border West, where they were off, thrown off there. Fernalls is serving again. 4-3, the Eagles down by a point. They go into the barrel. She keeps it alive. My goodness, this Macy Ebnett. They see her doing a fantastic job. And there's another nice dig by Ebnett, and a drop by Kiana Wall. 5-3. Border West leading here in set three. Get some other updates in the Camden Conference tonight. Basel and Lakeview, they're tied up 1 set apiece in the going to the third set. And that was Faith Meyer with the kill for the Eagles, I believe. A little help from Eva Traeger. So Wabasso and Lakeview tied up 1 set apiece. Hancock leading Yellow Medicine East 2-0. But it looks like they're about to lose the third set, 24-19. Next match between Yellow Medicine East and Hancock in Granite Falls tonight. Hancock is the next match for Occoquan Valley next week. Border West has picked up their 6 point, 6-4. At the net, we've got Faith Meyer and Shayla Meyer. Coyer is the setter. Faith Meyer is a junior. Shayla is a sophomore. They return it. Border West on their side. Here's a big drive. Oh, what a dig by Shelton. It was a rolling dig. Boy, Ashton is so quick in the back row. And a misplay there by Border West. Point locked to Paul Valley. Eagles get the point. 6-5, down by one. Mortensen will come off the bench to serve. Sophie Lee also coming in. Peyton Sachs and Faith Meyer out. So Maya Mortensen, defensive specialist and a sophomore, serve. There's the serve. Into the back row it goes. Border West over to net on the third hit. Coyer back sets. Eva Traeger uses her left hand and gets it over, and then a kill by number 4, Rinky. Her third kill of the match. 7-5. Ebnett comes out on the rotation, the libero player for Border West. Border West serving. Number 20, number 12, Schmidt with the serve, and an ace serve for number 12. 8-5, Border West. Thanks for tuning in to Q92 tonight, by the way. Folks, we got football Thursday night. Given Fairfax, there's an ace serve by Schmidt. 9-5. We got football. Given Fairfax Winter at Occoquan Valley, 7 o'clock kickoff Thursday. Then Friday night, I'll be on the road to Slayton. the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks open up their football season against Maury County Central. And Eagles get a point there. Ebnett back in. Here's Eva Traeger serving. It's down by three. The Eagles are 9-6. Traeger ready to serve for Lacapaw Valley. Looks to Coach Jaeger. And here's a serve by Eva. Hits the net, goes over. That's playable. Porter West on the third hit. Eva digs it up in the back row, but they can't pass it up to Coyer. That's one thing that's kind of hurt Lacapaw Valley tonight is the passing. 10-6. 10-6, Border West, and they are serving to the Eagles. Into the back row goes to Mortensen. Nobody there at the front. Little miscommunication there. Maya took the serve, passed it up to the front of the middle, and there wasn't an Eagle there. Little miscommunication. Here's a serve. Coyer to Meyer. She throws it over and gets the point. Nice play by Shayla. Shayla Meyer. The point for Lacapaw Valley. It's 11-7. Shayla is serving. Meyer is a senior. And here's a serve by number 10. Into the back row. Ebnett passes it up to their setter. Here's a block at the net by Sophie Lee. Porter West goes to the outside. A big kill by number 5 on the outside, Martinick. Her fifth kill of the night, 12-7. Porter West leading 2-0 here in the match. They won the first set 25-16. Won the second set 25-12. Serve goes into Ashton Shelstead. She passes up to Coyer. And a drive by Sophie. Nice play by the Eagles. Porter West returns it. Coyer will throw it over instead of setting that time. Here's the set and a drive by number 6. Badness with her fourth kill. Nice set by Rinke. And it's 13-7 Border West. And the serve goes over the net and nobody there. They hit the net and change direction, it looks like. Shayla Meyer tried to get it up, and Coach Morgan Jaeger calls a timeout. A timeout by Lacapaw Valley. They're down by 7 here in set 3, 14-7. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Paul Ramo back here at Clinton Graceville Beardsley High School here in Graceville tonight for season opener for the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. And right now, as we come out of commercial break, we're in set 3. Porter West leading Lacapaw Valley 15-7. Got some tennis updates. Lacapaw Valley beat McRae 5-2. Montevideo tennis team, they beat YME 5-2 in tennis. The score. Just trying to clear up my stats on my stat sheet here. Try to be as accurate as I can. Oh, nice dig by Shayla Meyer, number 10. Porter West, side of the ball. Shelstead again digs it up. Mortensen passes up to Lily Fernholz, and Lily can't get it over to that. She was a little off balance there. 17-7. 17-7. The Eagles down by 10. They got their work cut out for them now, down 2-0. And they serve by number 5, Martinick. Fernholz gets it over. Martinick dives for it. Cheyenne can't do it. Fernholz again. Lily leads the team in kills with 5. And she has a block and three ace serves. What a job by Lily Fernal. What grade is she in? She's just a sophomore. 17-8. Eagles serving. Here's Peyton Sachs. Peyton, wearing number one, a senior, serves about tight over the net. It goes. Here's the set, a back set, and another drive. Sachs with the dig, but they can't. Eagles can't play it over, and it's 18-8. What a crowd we have here tonight. In the front here, all the Border West fans almost got the whole section all full here in front of me. La Capal fans across the gym floor. They're here in good numbers tonight. And boy, I'm impressed with the Border West student section. Oh, a nice kill there by La Capal Valley's Shayla Meyer. 18-9. Fernals will serve. Eva Traeger comes in at the front of the net along with Faith Meyer. Traeger serving. 18-9, Eagles down. Eva in the Ebnet. She digs it up again. How many digs does Ebnet have? And the Buccaneers can't play it over on the third hit. Point, La Capal Valley. They're down by 8. 18-10. The sophomore. Here's her serve. It's tight. Ebnet leaves it go. Good decision by Ebnet. It goes out of bounds. Point, Border West. You might ask yourself, who's Border West? Well, there's a kind of a big cooperative. Clinton Graceville Beardsley, of course. Then you add Wheaton and Herman Norcross to the mix, and that's where you get the Border West Buccaneers. They lead 19-10. Here's Eva Traeger from the outside. Good by Eva. Nice job by Eva Traeger. She shows a lot of emotion there. And Coyer Macy. Encourages Macy, and she's a sophomore too. A lot of sophomores on this varsity here for La Capal Valley. She gets the ball, hits the net, goes over. But a kill from the outside by Gallen again, her fifth kill. And it's 20-11. Border West leading La Capal Valley. We're in set three, 20-11. The Buccaneers up 2-0 on the Eagles. Above the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. After the match, I should say. We'll see if the Eagles, down 20-11, can fight their way back in this. And there's a kill by Martinick. Her sixth kill. She leads the Buccaneers in kills. Kind of evenly matched. Gallen with the five kills. Martinick with six kills. Bagnus with five. So front line doing a nice job for Border West there. They've shared the spotlight, so to say. Oh, a nice dig. Ebnet throws it over on the third hit. Here's Macy Coyer setting up Meyer on the outside, partially blocked. Border West, and there's a block by Faith Meyer. And, Peyton plays it. Shelstead throws it over in the back row. Here's a back set. Shelstead saves that one again. Here's Macy Coyer with the set. Nobody there. At the net. 22-11, Border West. Serving is Parker Stotesbury. She had a great season last year for Border West. She serves that one into Peyton. Sachs passes up to Macy. Macy sets up Coyer and Shayla, and it goes out of bounds, and it's 23-11. 2 points away from a victory here is Border West. They're serving. Goes into Ashton. Bumps it up to Coyer. Back set. Eva Traeger with a big hit. Nice dig in the back row. Buccaneers keep it alive, and they get it over on the third hit. Ashton Shelstead sets up Meyer behind her. That was Shayla. Back to Border West. We got a long volley and a kill from the outside by Martinick. Another kill by Oakley Martinick. And it's match point for Border West. 24-11. Next point for Border West. They win the match. Waiting for a volleyball. That's why the delay. And here's number 11 serving, Stotesbury. The serve on match point in the Ashton. Coyer setting up Meyer in the middle. Soft touch over to net. And, oh, Border West keeps it alive. And now Eagles hit it out of bounds. And that'll do it. 25-11 is your final in set three. And the Eagles fall in the season opener. 3-0 to the Border West Buccaneers. We'll take a couple-minute break. And we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigs and Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. And the Eagles fall three sets to none to the Border West Buccaneers here in their brand-new gymnasium tonight. And they lost 25-16, 25-12, 25-11. Join me on the Neon Needles post-game show as head coach Morgan Jaeger. Morgan?
Yes.
Your thoughts on the match here tonight?
You know, I knew this was going to be a tough team coming in, so I think, honestly, a big part of what I was looking for was just how we were going to show up and the things that we were going to do right, the things that we might do wrong, and it was just going to show, okay, what's the next step for us to work on?
Yeah. I tell you what, they're scrappy, your players.
They're very scrappy.
They really get after it.
Yes, they don't give up on a ball.
They had a little trouble with serve receive at times, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, I feel like it was like either we were getting perfect passes or it was just a little bit off, and it just our out of system was not really following through very well.
What were you pleased with tonight? What did you like that you saw out of your team?
I really love seeing us run different routes, not just your basic routes.
Yep.
Seeing new things like that, I just like that. I think that's how you advance as a team. I also, cover was going to be a big one for us tonight, and even after that first set, I just feel like girls were a lot better about covering, so I was really happy about that. And I think her serving was good, too. We had good spot serve.
I think so, too. I was impressed with Lily Fernals.
Oh, yeah.
She was all over the place tonight.
Mm-hmm,
she did a great job, I thought, serving, especially in the first two sets.
Yeah.
And she had a couple nice blocks, too. Talk about the Meyer sisters.
Those girls, they are a dangerous weapon. Honestly, I trust them full-heartedly. I think their team does, too, and I think they've grown a lot of confidence. And I think it's just helped them strive so much already this season. I mean, it's first game, but I'm just excited to see how they evolve over the rest of the season.
Right. Talk about your libero player, Ashton Shelstead.
She was all over it. She was one who I pointed out after the game in our huddle. I said, you were there for cover. And, I mean, we haven't even really been able to do much of that in practice. So the fact that she was just there and she was going for balls, and just getting everything up that she could. It was great.
We do a WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat Play of the Game. Thanks to Brett Mosing and Dawson for the sponsoring the WOW Auto Wash Play of the Game. And I gave it to Ashton. I think it was the second set. Mm-hmm. She had back-to-back digs. I mean, she threw her body on the floor.
Yes, she was, for sure.
Is that like that in practice?
Yes, it definitely is, yeah.
All right. Well, what's up next for you, for the girls?
So we don't play until next Tuesday, but that is our first home game against Hancock.
Yep.
So everyone come out and support that.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Hancock was in a battle tonight, too, as I was following what they've been doing.
Okay.
They right now lead Yellow Medicine 2-1.
Okay, yeah.
So they'll be a good team, too.
Yeah, I think Hancock will be a good toss-up kind of game.
Yep.
I think we can really give them a run for their money.
Well, after what I saw your team, Morgan, you're going to win some games, matches this year.
Yeah.
This is a good team you played, I think.
Oh,
West.
It definitely is. Yes.
Tall.
What's
the basketball season going to be like?
And, I mean, credit to them. They are so good about getting balls up that are very hard to get up.
Yep.
It's impressive. So.
All right. Well, you had your debut as an Eagles coach.
I did, yeah.
Were you nervous before the match?
Okay, honestly, crazy thing, I wasn't that nervous. I think I trusted my girls. I wasn't worried about what they were going to do wrong out there. I wanted to see them in action, and I think we just go from there.
Yep, just get better and better, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do. So, Morgan, thanks for visiting with us, and we'll talk to you on the coaching show Saturday, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And that's Morgan Jaeger of the Eagles. And once again, the Eagles fall to Border West tonight. You can put that down. And let's go through some stats here. We'll name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game. And for Lacapaw Valley, I got Shayla Meyer. She had four sets. Faith Meyer had four kills. Faith Meyer had five kills. Sophie Lee had two blocks. Eva Traeger, two kills. Macy Coyer had an ace serve. I didn't get the sets with her. Lily Fernals played well. She had three ace serves and five kills for the Eagles. Ashton Shelstead did a great job for Lacapaw Valley as well. So I already mentioned the WOW Auto Wash and Laundromat play of the game. It goes to Ashton Shelstead. And player of the game, I'm going to give it to the libero player, Macy Ebnett, a senior for Border West. She was all over the place tonight and digging up stuff in the back row and setting or passing the ball to their setter. Does a great job with that. So Macy Ebnett is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Our next broadcast comes Thursday. It's football time here on Q92. I'll be out at Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles will be hosting Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop in their season opener. 7 o'clock kickoff. Dick Newman will be joining me. And I might even go to the Appleton Golf Course before that because the Lacapa Valley Dawson Boy Cross Country Team, they are hosting a meet at the Appleton Golf Course next Thursday as well. And so that's a busy Thursday next this coming week. And then Friday, I'm going down to Slayton. The Dawson Boy Blackjack football team, they open up their season against Murray County Central, and that's a 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday. So football Thursday and Friday here on Q92. I want to thank Phil back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And once again, your final score here from the beautiful new gymnasium here at Clinton Graceville Beardsley High School, Border West, 3-0 over Lacapa Valley, 25-16, 25-12, 25-11. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area sports boosters, including Jubilee Foods, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Whitnable Construction, Briar Doctors, Cargill, Dawson Dairy Queen, Ryan Smith Seeds, Minnesota Building Materials, Northern Plains Tyler, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Kluver Law Office, Pierce and Dawson, UFP Minnesota, CCM Health in Montevideo, Southwest Insurance Services, Farmers Union Oil Company, Hogan Insurance Agency, Erickson Chevrolet, Ridgeview Seeds, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Greater Community Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Wolfschlager Concrete, Madison Dental Clinic, Canby Co-op Credit Union, the Madison Dairy Queen, Souther Building Supplies, Dawson Auto Glass, Madison Chiropractic, State Bank of Taunton, Old National Bank, Pioneer Hybrid International, Madison Healthcare Services, Plumbing Electric, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Madison EDA. Sports brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, the Western Guard, Ludvigson Tiling, Larson Brothers Concrete, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, First Security Bank in Canby, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Swenson, Nelson, and Stilts Attorneys. Sports brought to you by Madsen Family Chiropractic, Lane's Electric, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, The Strand Agency, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Culligan, Haas Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Morris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Myers Electric and Infrared. Other sports boosters include Dawson Truck Parts, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Appleton Dental Clinic, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Madison Auto Parts, Napa, Comerford Construction and Gravel, City Hall Bar and Grill, Peterson Team Realty, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Federated Telephone Company, Cron Tossel Seeds, Rural Solutions in Madison, Ortonville Area Health Services, and Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Sarah Gardner.